In Romans 8:28-29. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. Have you ever looked back at the hardest seasons of your life and realized they were also your greatest teachers? At the time you felt broken, confused, maybe even abandoned by God. But later, looking back, you found yourself saying, Lord, why did I resist you so much? You were working all things together for my good. This is the process of becoming more like Christ, becoming the sons and daughters God intended us to be. And God in his wisdom uses every circumstance, mentors, blessings, trials, and even suffering to shape us into the likeness of his son. God gives us many teachers in the process of becoming. And we know that in all things God works for the good. Human mentors, God places pastors, parents, friends, and spiritual leaders in our lives who guide us along the way. These people speak truth, correct us when we stray, and encourage us when we falter. Life circumstances, both joy and sorrow, success and failure, teach us lessons no classroom can provide. Prosperity teaches us gratitude. Hardship teaches us endurance. Israel learned in the wilderness what comfort could never have taught them in Egypt, that God alone is faithful and sufficient. The furnace of affliction teaches us the deepest lessons. The testing of your faith produces perseverance. The truth is this, the hardest moments in life are often the most fruitful. In hindsight, trials expose our fears. In moments of pain, we wonder, God, where are you? Trials refine our faith in the fire. We discover that God never abandons us. He does not move as fast as we want, but he always moves right on time. Trials reveal God's faithfulness. Looking back, we realize he never broke a promise. His delays were not denials, but lessons. Charles Spurgeon said, I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Why do we fear in the storm? Because in the moment we focus on the pain instead of the promise. But when we abide in God's love, fear loses its grip. If we love God, we know he loves us perfectly. If we trust his faithfulness, we can walk through the storm with peace. On the other side, we will see that all things have been made right. Illustration, Peter sank when he looked at the waves, but stood when he fixed his eyes on Jesus. The lesson is simple. Love and trust cast out fear. Becoming what God intended. Romans 8:29 says God's purpose is to conform us into the image of his son. Every hardship, every mentor, every blessing, and every trial is part of that sculpting process. He chisels away pride through failure. He builds endurance through waiting. He deepens love through suffering. He proves his faithfulness through every fulfilled promise. Beloved, becoming isn't easy, but it is glorious. God is faithful. On the other side of pain, we see his hand at work for our good and his glory. Prayer. Father, thank you for the mentors, the good times, and even the hard times. Thank you for never breaking a promise. Teach us to trust you in the furnace of life, to rest in your faithful love, and to become what you intended us to be. The image of Christ. Amen.